Natasha was kidnapped from her home, or outside her home, at approximately 8:30 yesterday morning. Her colleagues at Memorial said that some neighbors said that they saw her being pushed into a car and that she cried, "I'm being kidnapped," before she was driven away. Natasha was one of the most hard-hitting researchers on human rights abuses in Chechnya. She was working on all of the most serious and sensitive human rights issues that exist there, including extrajudicial executions, punitive house burnings, torture, arbitrary detention, illegal prisons. So Natasha was uncovering this information, publicizing it, talking to relatives, making sure the world didn't forget about Chechnya. And her work was often criticized by the Chechen authorities.
What evidence, I know she had been very critical of Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov. What kind of evidence is there that perhaps he or, say, a supporter of his might have been involved in this?
There have been serious and credible accusations that Ramzan Kadyrov has, or forces loyal to him, have committed serious human rights abuses in Chechnya. These obviously need to be the subject of investigation. There's also, serious and credible information that Ramzan Kadyrov personally threatened Natasha on several occasions. He obviously had reason not to like her work because she was uncovering abuses carried out by his forces or forces loyal to him. These need to be the subject of the investigation. The thing is, these crimes happen against human rights defenders, they happen against journalists, they happen against advocates, and they go unpunished. And that simply cannot happen here.
What kind of coverage has this killing received in Russia?
There is intense interest right now in the story. Natasha was incredibly well known in Russia. She was well known throughout the human rights community, and she was well known internationally. She had received Human Rights Watch's Human Rights Defender Award. She had received an award from the Swedish Parliament, from the European Parliament. She was the first recipient of the Anna Politkovskaya Award. People are talking about it right now.